What a terrible episode to be a part of.
I got pummeled today after work.
There's no way you went to Starbucks without me.
It's a 5-shotter white chocolate mocha.
Firing up my mom's laptop and just going ham.
He's just running, spamming his click, and he's just pounding kids.
And I was gaming, dude.
You know, like without that gun, you're banged.
That thing is filthy.
I might be getting scammed by some dumb TikToker who's spreading false information. And if you didn't like the game, you were just dog at the game. You sucked. And that's your problem.
And then they just ragged all, dude.
Welcome back, maggots, to the Flow State Gaming Podcast, the number one up and coming, and I'm going to say it tonight, Valorant podcast on the internet. I am a host, Coulter Fair, aka Coulter, along with me, my good friend sipping a hot drink, Rogan Prescott. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Doing pretty good tonight. It feels good to be back, you know, another Tuesday, another night of the podcast, of the dying podcast, of what a lot of people would call it.
You know, there is that, and then that slight push to keep going is coming from Shelter tonight, as he's coming in with a tier one for 5 months. Thank you, Shelter.
That's wild. Wild. Coulter, you're sounding pretty good.
Hey.
Do you have something to say?
I have something to say. I did finally get a package in the mail. There was a package that showed up at my front door, and it was the apparatus that I needed to assemble the mic that I got as a Christmas present. So, yeah, hopefully this sounds better for the podcast. I don't know how much better it sounds, but hopefully it's better in some facet.
No, it sounds wild, honestly. It sounds really good. I think the biggest is when you talk loud, you know, your voice is just so powerful and demanding to all the peasants, you know, just wanting to hear your voice.
Well,
they're going to
really
bow down now.
Well, and that's what I'm mostly excited about is, like, you know, we've been on the balcony. We've been screaming. We've been burning out our vocal cords trying to get a message down to the peasants, but they're so far away that you can barely even get a sound to them. And now I have a fat microphone, and I can lounge in my California king-size bed, and I can yell from my bed and get the peasants to do what I want them to do. And I love that. Shelter, coming in with another tier one. Thank you, brother. Wow. Coming in with that tier one for the new mic hype.
That's crazy.
Yeah, hopefully this is better. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to use it, so maybe we can make them even better a little bit. Rogan, I seen you sipping on something, and it looked like it was something hot. Is that true?
Well, it's cold now. I got it. I got it at like 5:30. Worst call ever. I'm drinking a cold drink that should be hot. Definitely tough. I did branch out tonight. I went to a local coffee shop, not Starbucks, not Dutch Bros. We went to Honey and Pine because it was the quickest place. I was kind of running tight on time, so went to Honey and Pine. They have some great coffee, and I went for a white chocolate mocha because I just wanted to tell the difference between the Starbucks and here. And this one's extremely, it's wild how much better this one is. It's wild.
That one is better than the Starbucks flat white?
I think so. It's creamy, man.
Oh, wait.
It's really creamy.
Did you say flat white or
white chocolate mocha? White chocolate mocha.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always a white chocolate mocha.
Dude, I've never loved the white chocolate mocha from Honey and Pine, so I'm kind of surprised to hear that review. I might have to give it a shot.
No, yeah, you'll have to. Like I said, it's super creamy. And you can really taste the white chocolate. Because you know how they say... Can't do it, dude. Not when you have a new mic. I can't do that.
I'm sorry.
No, so you know how dumb coffee drinks are like, oh, this is a, you know, the cardamom with this and this and this and that. And it's like, you can only taste one thing. And it's like, holy cow, just stop it. Just give me what I ask for, you know. But yeah, that's it, man. Did you manage to pull off a hot drink tonight?
Well, I did manage to pull off a hot drink.
Oh,
and wow. I didn't make it myself, of course. when you get to a man of my status and stature, when you have the importance that I do, you don't have time to make hot drinks, right? You're my minion for a while. And now I'm using my girlfriend as a minion to make me hot drinks. So she's made me some tea. It's not coffee tonight. I'm going the Fassage route. And I've got some tea with me. It's lemon, ginger, and Manuka honey.
Oh my.
Manuka coming mainly from New Zealand. So yeah, it is expensive, but I'm an expensive man. You want to keep me, you got to lay down some cash, right? This isn't the other way around. We're going out to lunch. Who's paying? Not me. It's the girl.
Dude, you so, got to be careful sometimes, man. You really do forget the relation that I have with your girlfriend.
Yeah, and we're not going to bring it up tonight because everyone already knows. But the relation is close. And yeah, I am using your sister as a cash cow.
Okay. Hey, that's fair. At least you admitted it. You know, at least you're not hiding.
That's a joke, obviously. That is a joke. So yeah, I got some tea that she kindly did make for me. Why am I drinking tea, you ask? Colter, you should be drinking that decaf Pike's Place roast. And I understand that. And the reason I'm not is I am on a 4-day fast, which is starting to hit because I'm in day two. So I'm in day two of the 4-day fast. I'm 50% of the way there. And I'm just consuming, you know, roughly probably less than 30 calories a day. And so I'm in the middle of that. So yeah, I didn't want to compromise, the fast that I have going, with a coffee, let alone a sweet drink like yours. But I'm also not a 14-year-old girl, right? So I don't need those sugary sweet drinks every day like you do.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Did you get whipped cream on that bad girl?
Hey, no, not on this one, but the one previously today.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You had two today?
I did have two.
I remember you saying specifically on the pod that you were stopping that Starbucks morning run. Did you let something slip out of your pants this morning?
No, I don't do the morning run. It's the coffee at work. It's the $2 coffee at work that gets compensated for like 80% of the time, you know.
I hate that. Yeah, they just let you have it.
Yep. Yeah.
Is she a female is it a girl?
She's a female
brewing that hot?
And
you'll get that
single. So yikes. You definitely do know
that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've gone some pretty far distances for some free ones, but there is a line that can't be crossed. It's like, how far do you go for a free one?
Yeah, no, that's very true. Colter, we need to move along here, dude. That fast, I can tell that's hitting you pretty hard.
The fast is hitting me hard.
You seem pretty rammed.
Dude, at work today, I lifted up a bumper and I almost dropped. It's not as much of a hunger thing. So, like, the hunger is left. Like, I was not hungry by noon. At noon, I was no longer hungry. It's just a severe lack of energy and just weak, you know, lightheaded, dizzy.
Yeah.
Feel like you can sleep. But yeah.
Does it feel like you're sick or is that completely different?
No, it's kind of different. I mean, if you take that lightheaded feeling from being sick and you transport it into this situation, I mean, it would be similar, but, yeah, no, it is different from feeling sick. I actually feel pretty clear of mind. I feel pretty sharp in the mind. It's just, you feel weak. Like you set me on a treadmill and I couldn't run for very, very far at all. That's just like how it feels.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Yeah, man. Well, I hope you make it. I hope you don't drop dead in 2 days.
Yeah, me too, dude. In the chat, they're saying that the mic might be clipping slightly. And I think we've discovered that it's from Discord. The recording is crispy clean and super smooth. But Rogan hears that same clipping gargoyle sound. And so I don't know how to fix that. So if anyone knows how to fix that, send us a DM on Instagram if you're listening on a dumb app. If you are listening on an app, get here live so you can hot fix it. We're, of course, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. flow_state_gaming at Twitch. So,
yeah.
Also, feel free to subscribe to the Patreon where you get no bonus content for an indefinite amount of time. And you can, that's under the same handle there on Patreon. So thank you for our current subscribers. We see you.
Yeah, I mean, you just plugged in your mic. You just got it going. So, like you said, we definitely have some things to work out.
Well, at least it's not it's recording. Like, if it actually someone in here might know, because I hear the same thing through Rogan's mic. It's just you guys aren't hearing it because Rogan was saying that he's going straight from OBS. He's not. You guys aren't hearing Rogan through Discord. You're hearing him through OBS, but you're hearing me through Discord. So I can hear Rogan's mic clipping like a madman, and you guys can't hear that. So it's something with Discord, but yeah, we'll figure it out. Rogan, announcements, brother. Do you have any that you want to get into? How was your week?
It was a good week. Great week. Just the kind of the same thing from last week's, honestly. I've been still in between jobs. I just got... I'm at the point where I have to decide what job to take in the next couple days. And, it's been pretty stressful and, I don't know. I got some big decisions I feel like I need to make. So I it's been taking up a lot of time and it feels pretty stressful. But yeah, that's been happening.
That is a big stress.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. This week's going to be interesting for sure. I just took my car in to the mechanic, had some issues with it, you know, good old 2005 Honda Civic that I redline every shift. Thanks for Coulter. Coulter showed me the ways of the Honda.
Yeah, you got to just grip it and rip it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I got the wheels aligned. It was like pulling to the right a bunch, Coulter. Then like randomly, it just like wobbled a ton. The wheel did. So it was just like super weird. And then there's some sound in the transmission that they're like, hey, you're going to need a new transmission.
Really?
Yeah, but like, it's just a bearing. That's all it is. I mean, it's important, but, you know, I'll run it until it dies.
Yikes.
So yeah. I'm just going to get a quote for it and we'll see. I mean, I probably won't change it because it seems fine. And I've looked at a bunch of forums saying that, like, hey, you can run it for a while. So.
Well, and that's the thing is like, you know, who knows what happened to that poor Honda before you got a hold of it. And then I've been in the car with you. I mean, you're not even using the clutch on that thing.
No.
I mean, you're just rev matching that and just grinding it in.
Dude.
That's what I love about it. I mean, it's just like, it's just wee, boom. And then you're in second and then third and so on. It's awful.
You're right. I had I had that Honda before. You know, my first Honda, my first car ever.
That white
Honda
one.
Civic, like 2001 or something. That thing, dude, that clutch was gone. Like the transmission was gone. Like the grinding that I heard, it was just like every time in neutral when I'm not like shifting. And it was so bad, dude. Like, I don't know how, but you know, I sold it. It didn't blow up on me. So I think that's kind of the same situation I'm in with this Civic. So
yeah.
It's exciting.
You rammed and scammed somebody. We've been doing that for years, not just on this podcast. It's been a lot more than a year and a half, friends. It's been a lot longer than 64 weeks, I'll tell you that much. Rogan's been banging kids from... that's a bad term.
Yeah. No, that's bad.
I got
to...
Yeah.
That is one that we need to remove. You know, like, I'm in Call of... Like, Halo Infinite with the Fassage. And then some boys, and I'm like, oh, I just banged a kid? And it was just silence.
Yeah.
And it's like, I did not mean it like that. That's terrible. I should never have said that.
Yeah, you'd never say those two words in the same sentence.
Yeah, so definitely. Well,
and that's
the
thing, too, is like, because, you know, and I'm talking to people on Valorant, people that I don't even know, and I'm like, hey, you know, I bought an op. I'm going to bang a kid on cat right off the rip. you know, terms like that come out of my mouth, and it's like, I don't mean it in any way, but it's not a good term.
When you're just smacking kids on Call of Duty, you know, you're just in the moment, and it just, yeah, it's savage.
Hey, that kid just wanted us to listen to his song.
Get banned.
You just banned him, dude. What the heck? That is messed up.
Hey, we're harsh here, dude.
Well, apparently, dude. It's like, you serve us, or it's like, don't come to us with your bread. If we want your bread, we'll take it from you. You don't advertise your bread in our warehouse. You'll just get shot and just banished from the kingdom.
Exactly. No, very true.
So, yeah, you're in between jobs. Your car is breaking down. You're an absolute mess. You live at home. You're 26 years old.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
I mean, just, you know, the life of a depressed man, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I've been playing virtual reality. Been playing other games that I'll probably get into later.
Okay.
Still deep into Apex. I've actually been smacking on kids in Apex, so it definitely feels great. And yeah, I did just ban a kid, and I'll bring it back. But yeah, that was it for my week, man. So not too much. How was yours? What led you up to this fast?
Pretty good week. Well, I mean, as the viewers know, I've been shredding, right? It's shredding season. The bod that you want in the summer starts today, kids. It actually started last month. So if you didn't start shredding last month and you want that summer bod, you wanna prance on the beach like Bambi did in the cartoons, you're not going to be able to because you haven't started shredding yet. You're too late already. So because I'm an adult, I, of course, started shredding last month. I'm just losing some weight, basically. I've never done a fast, and I wanted to give it a shot. So, yeah, I decided to do a 4-day. Apologies are being made in the chat from that guy that you absolutely smacked. We need to keep him in the fold, dude. Let's give his song a listen. I want to listen to his song. Can you... I'm not going to attempt your name because it's absolutely awful, but post your song in the chat.
Okay.
Yikes, dude. Can I listen to it on Spotify? That's the question. Because if you're going to come in here to our kingdom and put your bread on the table, I better be able to eat it where I want. So if it's not on Spotify, you know where the gate's at. You can walk yourself out. I'm also without a car right now. You know this, Rogan. Part of the reason that we were a little late tonight, you were shuffling some things around with your sister because you were using your mom's car today. I don't have a car. Things were just kind of getting a little mixed up. I sold my truck on Friday, and I don't have a car, so that's been consuming the last, 4 to 5 days of my life. So I think I'm going again on Friday to the Valley again. Rogan, I don't know if I told you that, but.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. Going to look at a car over there. But anyways, yeah, that's been my week. It's been good, dude. It's just, you know, life gets pretty busy, as you know. You're in the thick of it right now. Anyways, dude, if you don't got anything else, do you want to move into community feedback here?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do we got? Do we have anything?
We do have questions on Spotify. I think that's all we're getting. That's all we're getting.
I'll check the gram.
Yeah, I already know there's nothing. There hasn't been anything. All right, so this is our Spotify questions for the next podcast. Starting off with average music enthusiast. How do you think the guns that were buffed, nerfed, place in the gun meta for different rounds? How do you think the guns that were buffed / nerfed place in the gun meta for different rounds? I see. Ares. So we talked about it in the last episode, patch 4.0. There's a bunch of gun changes. The Ares got buffed, Bulldog, Guardian, and then the Spectre got nerfed. I think the Ares is pretty crazy. I think we kind of nailed it. Like when they removed the wind-up time for the Aries and they increased the fire rate, it's 1,550 credits or something like that. So it's a super cheap gun. And pretty much our whole team just, we bought Aries second round and then we just either sprayed one wall, did wall bangs, pushed a sight, kind of just stuck together. And it's kind of insane, dude. If you know someone's going to be like in an area or they're going to peek and you just spray it, it's like a guaranteed kill pretty much. And it's kind of becoming like really, really big into eco rounds. Like even like one guy, he got like a 1v4 on us and he just had an Aries. Like it's pretty, pretty crazy. It was funny because like that night of the podcast, I played a match and like the second round in, everyone bought Aries and we won the eco round. It was absolutely crazy. Wow. And then in the chat, yeah, like the Spectre definitely is not being used as much. I think the Aries kind of takes place of that. And kind of like how we talked about it before, it's like you only use really one eco gun, one buy gun, and then one, like, you know, saving ground. Like when you don't have any credits at all, it's like you're going to buy a marshal or a sheriff because it's just dirt cheap, or you're just not going to buy anything. But like if you get used to a gun, if a gun's really good, like the Aries, it's like if you know how to use it, you're going to do extremely well with it. Why would you use a Guardian, a Bulldog that's not going to be as effective? And when they did buff the Aries, I personally do think it was kind of, I don't think it needed to happen. I didn't think the Aries was bad, but it is kind of fun when the meta does change, when people start using like a different style of gun. Cause when everyone's using the Aries, you have to play differently against the Aries. You can't be in spots where they can wallbang you or you're probably going to die. So it definitely changes things. I do like how they do like change guns. I don't really mind it as much, even if it's just completely terrible to play with. I think just a change up in the meta is really nice. You know, maybe in the next update, they're going to nerf the Aries again, change some things to other guns, make the Guardian really good. I think it's just fun to try out different guns. But yeah, I think, guys, the Aries is very, very powerful. I think you should all try it out. It's a very effective, save round. What do you think, Coulter?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's a little bit too strong. So as you guys know, you know, we've been playing Valorant quite a bit more. Rogan, we missed you on the customs. We run customs in our Discord, so if you're not in the Discord, find it, figure it out. We'll link it somewhere. The Aries is super strong. So what I was getting at is like, I've been able to play quite a few matches on this new patch, and I think the Aries is a little bit too strong right now. I just, like, you know, the chat is saying, and like you were just saying, no one's using the Spectre. I think the Bulldog, you know, the buffs that the Bulldog received are just not enough because they're just being absolutely shadowed by the performance of the Aries. And that's just like, I mean, if you just, if you're in an eco situation, you're pretty much buying the Aries no matter what. That's kind of how it's seeming, which, I mean, guys, you remember this happened with the Bucky, right? We've seen this before. This happened with the Stinger. And you know, so this patch, it's the Aries that's kind of getting the hot seat. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like the Aries. I don't like using it. So I haven't purchased it once. But you know, I've obviously picked it up off of dead bodies and, it feels nasty. It feels really, really good. And that's because it is. Yeah. The no wind up time, I think, is the big thing. It's just that the instant you click, that thing is just ripping. And it's just so much damage in such a little time that it's with fairly low recoil, which, you know, is whatever you want it. Like you said, I mean, it's going to excite some people to be using new guns and others aren't going to be too happy about it. So that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I think it's too strong.
Yeah.
You know.
Pretty wild.
I know you have more questions. But we do have an Instagram here, so I'll do that after.
There's no shot.
Yeah.
There's no shot.
Yeah, four dark Jedi.
Oh, boy.
He pulled through. You want me to read it now, or do you want to finish off the Spotify questions?
Well, let's save that for the end. That's special. Yeah. Yeah. We don't get those very often nowadays.
No, they're gems.
Yep. This is from Brooks. I know you guys are more into your PvP games, but have you ever seen the game Deep Rock Galactic? It's a nice co-op FPS where you play as space dwarves. I love the game, and I think you should check it out. I will check that out. I've actually been looking for co-op games because it's kind of nice just not having to worry about, you know, competitive sweating all the time. Every single game I have downloaded is like you need energy for. You're like, when you die, you're going to get really angry. You're going to get mad. It's super tiring. So finding like games like that, I always enjoy those games. Coulter, you've said it so many times. I mean, it there's no shot of you playing any game that's not against other people, correct?
Brooks.
Would it take anything?
I don't think that there's a way that you're going to catch me in this environment. It's one of those things with me, man, where it's if I'm not making another child sad and depressed that he woke up that day, then I don't enjoy myself. So the only enjoyment that I'm getting out of gaming is another person's pain and loss. And that's how it's been from day one. And I think, unfortunately, that might be how it is till the end. Like, I understand that I'm in the wrong here, but I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. You said it. I will check that out. I'll check that out for you, and I will check it out for Coulter as well.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. Playing as a space dwarf does tickle some area of my fantasies, but
exactly. Hey, there it is.
I just don't have the time. That's the big one. Yeah. All right, next question. Go.
Looster, I know this is no excuse, but I got COVID today, so this question is going to be shorter.
Dog.
Yeah, terrible excuse. Is it pronounced GIF or JIF?
Woo. That's big.
Yeah. That's tough.
I'm coming out of the gates and I'm saying JIF.
You're saying JIF?
Yeah, JIF.
I've always been a GIF guy.
Dude, I hate that, man. That's so crazy. You're just going around sending GIFs?
Yeah.
It's like put a T on it. It's like I can't say if you're saying GIFs or GIFs.
Well, that's just my pronunciation. I mean, I can't speak, right?
It's JIF.
No.
Look, it's not peanut butter. It's not... Oh, wait. Dang it. Travelicious is against me here. JIF is, in fact, peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's GIF.
Travelicious turned on me there.
You thought you had a brother with you, but
I had a brother. It's just Thompson that's with me. Trusty's with me, dude. Yeah, of course.
He's always with you, though.
He's a loyal soldier, dude.
He'll die with you, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're dropping into the same grave, same time. flaming ball of fire.
So I realize, and then after he's like, short questions so you guys can get more breadsticks. There's a limit on how much text you can write. Looster did us a huge favor here. He made his question shorter so he could give us more French flags and breadsticks.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's
that
wild.
Is a proud young Frenchman right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's putting in work. And then he did Easter egg at the end of these and put a Denmark flag.
That is an Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah. No, he snuck that in one in there.
He's toying with us here.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's playing the field.
There's going to be some, like, these Easter eggs are going to lead to some final clue that's, like, the ultimate question.
It's like, it's going to be a puzzle. Who is Looster, really?
Yeah, dude, he's our neighbor.
He's your mom, dude. Just the biggest curveball ever. She tells, he tells you that she's been listening to every intro that you've ever said.
Oh no. Yeah, guys, the intro's got it. I finally cracked the code and it just leads to a FaceTime of my mom's disowning me.
Well, Coulter, I didn't think you'd make it this far, but since you're here.
I didn't think you were smart enough.
Oh, it's bad, dude.
Yikes. He's behind you. Yeah, we're going to see him in our webcam one of these days. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Thompson 28, any funny beach stories or Hawaii moments? By the way, the Discord link is broken / expired. So
nice.
I'll obviously get that fixed. You know, I'm on that Discord link.
I'll get with my IT guy and get him on that.
We'll make some calls and get it worked out.
I'll make some calls. Yeah, I'll make some calls and brew up some lattes and we'll get it done.
And then he asked, can we make these responses longer? I don't think we can. I'll try to. Unfortunately, we cannot make them longer. If you do want a longer, if you want to ask a longer question, just post it in Instagram, because we obviously do appreciate those Instagram messages. It definitely matters more. When you see a message on the top right of your Instagram account, it feels good. It feels real good.
That's massive. Yeah.
But yeah, man, this is obviously for you.
Yeah, this is kind of a direct question.
Yeah, no, he definitely is choosing favorites here.
Can you run it back? What's that, the beginning of that question?
Any funny beach stories or Hawaii moments?
Man, there's a lot to mention here. I think one of the classics that you often see is, now I'm not going to discriminate race, but it is widely popular amongst a certain race of people coming from the Asian territories. They have this thing. So you guys know what boogie boarding is? It's like surfing, but it's like the board maybe goes from your, like if it's sitting on the ground, it'll go from the ground like kind of up to your belly button. That's the length of the board. Well, this is a popular sport amongst the beach goers. You know, I grew up doing it, a lot of fun. Well, these tourists would come, and in the winter especially, the Big Island, which is the island that I grew up on, it gets some phenomenally huge waves on the west-facing shores. And that's where that was our domain. Well, you know, the winter time, that's obviously a popular time for people to come visit, but it's kind of unfortunate because a lot of these tourists, they just want to bob around in the water. And, you know, they don't want to look at it like a 20-foot face wave. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was sometimes the scenario. Like, they're hoping to snorkel, but you can't because the water's all torn up. Like, the winter is when we get our waves. So what was kind of funny is, like, some of these waves would be, like, too big for these people to be a part of. You know what I mean? Like, they had no business being in the water, but here they are. It's their last day of vacation. They're just trying to get some last few precious hours in the water. And what's crazy is they would have their little kids on these boogie boards. Now, the waves were too big for the kids to catch on their own. So they would have their dad, or heaven forbid, their mother, out in the water with them. And as the wave was coming, these folks would push their small child on their boogie board and make them catch this monster wave. Like, the parents, there's no way the parents could handle the wave, let alone this 7-year-old kid. And dude, these kids would just get thrashed. I mean thrashed, dude. Like, they come out of the water, their shorts are off, so they're naked. Right? They're naked, they're embarrassed because their little doink is flopping around. They're crying, dude, because they got sand in their eyes, in their pants that are no longer on their body. they're literally just disgraced. They're disgraced. Oh, and the worst part is the mom or the dad that sent them on this big boy, he's getting pummeled in the background because the next wave cleaned him out. So now what you got is a little naked boy sitting on the beach crying, and the dad is getting thrashed. His glasses are gone. Why did he have his glasses out there? I mean, let's be honest, dude. Don't take your glasses into the waves, right? His pants are threatening to come off. He feels his little boy's pants brush across his face because they're getting tugged out to sea.
Yeah.
And, dude, you just have this whole fiasco, and it's like this is their last day in Hawaii, and this is how they spend it. Just getting both rammed and scammed on their last few hours.
Man.
And that's kind of like – and anyways, we love to watch it, you know. We would sit there for hours and enjoy that. Dude. So that's kind of a situation that we ran into a lot.
That would be – honestly, you really, really put a nice picture in my mind. I mean, I felt like I would laugh a lot just seeing them getting tossed.
Oh, dude, just like actually hurt.
Dude, waves, like, you can't do much, man.
No.
Or like when they're big, like there's cases where like it's hard to like really face and like come out.
It's hard
clean.
To manage it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, for sure. Man.
For the Spotify?
Yeah. Well, we have, yeah, that's it. I covered them all.
Okay.
So I bet you have a lot more stories, but
yeah. There are a lot more stories, Thompson. You gotta be there to really witness it. You got school tomorrow. Thanks, brother. Thanks for stopping by. Finish up the pod tomorrow on your favorite app, right? Because we're on all the apps. Guys, we have lastly here, we're gonna clear this up before we really get into the meat of the episode here. Lance Boy, Four Dark Jedi. He's a streamer. And here we go. Hello, my kings. I've been binging the pod for the last few weeks. I started Valorant about a month ago, and your pod has helped me improve immensely. You guys give useful information that I can implement almost immediately. I started Iron 1, and even though I'm only Iron 3 now, the pod has helped me improve, and I know what to look for to continue improving my playing. Thank you so much for the breadcrumbs you supply us peasants.
Wow,
dude.
Wow.
That is a big one, man.
Yeah.
That makes you just want to keep on pushing. Sexy
for
boy,
sure.
Too. Sexy boy. So yeah, that's Four, F-O-U-R, Dark Jedi, and
Holy
he is
cow.
A streamer, so go check out his stream. He's looking like a sexy boy.
Very, yeah,
he's
very.
Looks like he's running that Apple Watch, too, so any females that might be listening, he might have cash.
He might have cash.
he just might be able to provide here. So, all right, man, that is all I think that we have for community feedback. Now that we're 40 in, I think it's time that we, you know, we're finally past that brochet button that you all know and love. And we found ourselves at the meat, at that roast beef, at that pastrami. And the juices are flowing and we're ready to get into it. Rogan, start us off, man. What's our topic number one? I personally wanted to talk a little Valorant. Our little Valorant experience. We've kind of already tapped into it a little bit, unfortunately. But what's your thoughts here? I know you had some subjects you wanted to talk about. We don't have any notes that specify, you know, how we should do this.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to start off with my, I feel like, the biggest news of today. Very new, recent. A lot of people know it. Microsoft buying Activision and Blizzard. That for $69 billion. That's like kind of wild. Pretty crazy. So
that's huge.
Microsoft will, I think it's like to by like 2023, they'll pretty much own all the Call of Duties, Call of Duty franchise, Blizzard, so World of Warcraft, all of those crazy stuff. Oh shoot. Yeah. That'll make you happier. But yeah, pretty crazy. So they pretty much are gonna, that's like, that means they'll be able to do Xbox Game Pass like day one for Call of Duty. That's probably not, that's not confirmed, but they could make certain Call of Duties exclusive. I don't know that they would, but that's like the craziest win ever for Xbox and a pretty big L for PlayStation. PlayStation doesn't have a ton right now. like Microsoft, that was kind of the biggest play, but they've always kind of been in the lead after, like, I would say for a while now. The biggest thing for PlayStation is like exclusives, but it doesn't make it, like, Xbox has the PC, all the PC gamers on their side. They have the operating system. They make all their games compatible with PC and Xbox, and then PlayStation, it doesn't have a ton. So kind of insane. That's like so huge. Cause I mean, I would just never have guessed that, you know, just imagine saying like, hey, I'm going to buy you for $69 billion cash. Like, you want to do it? Take a week to think about it and get back to me. That's kind of wild.
Right. Yeah, that's insane. Do you think it was a coincidence that it was 69 billion? Kind of a nice number there.
Well, I think it was like 68 point, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to go 69.
We all know what they were doing.
Yeah, no. We definitely knew. They knew them. They had them for the 69 billion.
Yeah, they could have gone 70.
Yeah, they could have gone 70.
They could have gone 70. They could have gone a flat. They could have gone 67.7, but they went 68.7 because they knew that every article and every headline would round up, leaving us at 69.
Marketing, baby.
That's a bold move by old Bill. Old Bill.
That's wild. But yeah, it's kind of cool because that means, I mean, I don't know, that Activision has all the funding in the world, but I mean, we could see some new like additions to the Call of Duty franchise, different changes to like the development team. They're gonna have more resources, obviously unlimited amounts of money. So pretty exciting, man. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, because they also have Bethesda, you know, the game developer too.
Like, they purchased them like last year.
Yeah, they've been really making moves. Kind of into the gaming space, definitely.
Dude, once Skyrim comes out exclusive for Xbox, it's game over.
Yeah, and like you said, there's like, I feel like these console wars, especially with the mass adoption of PCs, I mean, these console wars, I feel like, are going to die eventually. Like, you know, we have everyone playing on the same servers. Yeah. It doesn't matter what console you have. Like, there's nothing that PlayStation or Xbox has that the other one doesn't at this point. Like, nobody cares. Everyone's just playing Fortnite anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, you have those fanboys that, like, really want to play Halo, so they're sticking it to Xbox. But, I mean, that's just such a minute number once you compare those numbers to, like, the people that are playing Warzone. Like, everyone's playing Warzone together. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter if you're on an Xbox or a Sony. It's like, we're all in the same place anyway.
I think when crossplay came out, that really, really just stopped the battle there. Because then there's no reason to fight. Because, like, you have all of your friends on PlayStation, so you're going to join PlayStation. Exactly. And then that one friend's on Xbox, and you bully him until he buys a PlayStation. Like, that makes war. That's a civil war between the boys of middle school, high school.
And that was in that war.
Yeah. No, we all
and
were.
I fought. we
it was a battle, dude. I was into some deep arguments, and I wasn't that big in Xbox, but I remember just screaming, dude, that Xbox was better. But yeah, dude, that's like completely over. It's just, I think it's very clear that PlayStation or PC like wins. It's like, you know, it's the best, right?
Yeah.
Or by far. Yeah, like by a ton. I mean, you obviously have like the casual, like hoppy on your couch playing Xbox, grabbing a controller. Like, there's something about that feels really good. But in the end, PC is better. So that kind of takes out like the battle on like which one's better, because you have this one that's like not the same as these consoles, that's kind of on a whole nother world as them.
Yeah.
Also. So like when you said, when PlayStation game or when PC gaming stepped in, it really changed the game.
I agree, dude. It was just like all of a sudden everyone was building a PC because it's like it just didn't matter anymore.
Yeah. It's kind of weird on how quick it like happened.
Yeah. Well, and I think just the also just the mass adoption of gaming in general. Like, you know, you have somebody, you have a kid, you know, Booga winning $3 million. Like, there's just like some huge, huge leaps in gaming. I felt, you know, that happened in the last 5 years. And I think it's just totally changed the way everyone thinks about gaming. And yeah, it's just, it's a lot bigger than the little squabbles that you're having with your 13-year-old friends about which console is better, because they're both the same, dude. They've always been the same. But yeah, kind of interesting there. Yeah, I know. I mean, and I think this is a lot bigger than gaming, considering like this purchase. I think this purchase, I think Microsoft would be absolutely crazy to not be dabbling with the metaverse and this whole Web3 movement. They're not blind. They're obviously going to be, they're probably a little bit scared of Meta right now, or, you know, Facebook. I mean, those boys have acquired the whole Oculus line, and they've been doing virtual reality for years, like 6 years now. And so it would not surprise me at all if Microsoft makes a play into that space. I think they almost have to. Or, like, you know, I mean, how many more Oculus headsets can come out? Like, what are they? They're producing their third variation now. I mean, you know, you let Meta get too far ahead in that game, and it's going to be really hard to dethrone them if that does indeed become the way we're all interacting with each other online.
Yeah. No, so, no, you're very right.
You know, if you can only play Call of Duty, or you can only play Skyrim if you have this headset, I mean, we're going to get into those conversations pretty soon, I feel like. I mean, you know, that's where this is all going.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how, you know, in 5 years we could be talking about what, yeah, what headset do you have? What
headset is better?
Have? Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be the PlayStation Xbox wars all over again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have an Oculus? Yeah, I have a Microsoft whatever, you know?
Oh, you have the Jackhammer 6000, Coulter?
I have the Michael Pummeler 2008.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I'm excited for those conversations.
It's going to be good, dude, and we're going to be in them, too.
Yeah, 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 we'll be right there.
Yeah, interesting, though. I did see that.
I'll just say my other announcement. Fortnite brings back Tilted Towers. They brought it back. The original city that everyone dropped to. So I've, like, seen clips of just, you know, the entire lobby of 100 boys dropping into Tilted Towers. And it's just wild.
Yeah, I seen a clip like that too. It's like literally the whole lobby.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I think that's awesome. I think we all knew it was gonna come back. And they finally did. They brought it back. So who knows, man? Fortnite could be making a huge comeback here. I know they've stayed pretty strong, and they have a ton of viewership on Twitch now. Especially with, like, them bringing back Tilted Towers. So they might bring back, you know, things that were in the past, more things that were in the past, give people more of that nostalgic feeling, and it'd be pretty cool. But yeah, that's about it. I also want to get into Valorant. I've been playing a Valorant this past week. Not as much as I'd like, but I played my placement matches.
Oh, you did play your placements?
Yeah.
Before we move on to Valorant topic, just side note, Fortnite has 140,000 viewers right now.
Yeah.
Which is insane, dude.
They were up at like 250 earlier today, too.
That's nasty, dude. You have Warzone coming at 60,000. I mean, that's a huge... Dude, you have Halo Infinite coming in at 12,000. That's crazy, that difference.
It's kind of wild how... Yeah.
Dude, that difference is absolutely bonkers. You're talking 250,000 compared to, like, what... I wonder what Halo topped out at today. Probably 20,000. I mean, you're, what is that, 13x? I mean, that's just bonkers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, they might be making a huge comeback here. That'd be kind of fun. I'd be game to hop in a match.
Yeah, I've been playing it quite a bit. I mean, or just like here and there. I haven't played the Tilted Towers, but like playing it, it definitely is a lot of fun. It's a great game. Dude, one game that I did not take notes for, it was PUBG. PUBG is free to play now. So they made it free to play for everyone. You don't have to spend, I think it was $30 before. And I played that this last week. It was a lot of fun. They've made so many, like going back to games that you've played a long time ago and seeing the changes that they made to them. It's crazy. Like PUBG got a ton of updates and they made it really fun. It was actually a lot of fun. And I realized that like the bots, there's a lot of them. But after you play like a couple matches, like I don't know, like three, it starts putting you with real people, and then the whole lobby is real. You're playing with live people. It's just at the beginning because it I think it's just because they're trying to introduce like newer players to be able to like you know get kills, know how the game works, and then they'll start playing with real people.
Yeah.
So that was actually a lot of fun. I had a really good time with that.
Yeah, dude, good old PUBG. We played a lot of that together.
That was the first game. You hopped on my computer and you played a match.
Yeah, that was massive. That's some of our first days were hashed out over some PUBG. That's I did win a solo, which I remember very clearly because it was kind of wild. Yeah, it was kind of insane. It was surprising for both of us. But dude, talking about, you kind of started to scratch the surface on Valorant. I want to touch on it this pod. I mean, I'm getting back into it pretty heavy. I know you've kind of been thinking about it. You've been dabbling. What's your, I think this pod, I kind of wanted to just get your general overall, like what's your opinion on the game as it stands today? You know, I mean, because it does feel a little bit like it's changing, especially with Neon coming in the game. I mean, I don't think it's any debate that the vibe has changed, and I just wanted to get your opinion on that, on, you know, what you're thinking, if you like it, if you don't, what's your gut telling you here?
I personally like the state of the game right now. I think Valorant is a fantastic game. They don't have many things that I hate about it. I always like games that come out with updates weekly, come out with new things all the time. And like, I think with Valorant, it would be really cool to see that, but I don't think it would work just because Valorant isn't that type of game. Like stability over, you know, content. Like it's centered in on high, super competitive tactical shooter. It's not a Call of Duty game where you hop in a couple rounds of multiplayer, you know, you just go for your KD, and then you hop off after 20 minutes or whatever. Whenever you go into a ranked game, you're kind of committing like an hour of playing that game. Committing an hour of like playing very competitive, trying to win that match. It's a lot of time, a lot of commitment, and it's super, super hard to play and fun. Like I said, it's super fun seeing all these updates, but they're taking it pretty slow, but also it's not too slow. Like you do get an agent every patch. Like it's a while, but when that new agent comes out, it does build up a lot of hype. It's like new content with Neon coming out. I think she was a really good addition to the game. How they were saying she's kind of a competitor to Jett. I think that's very true. She definitely has like a place next to Jett, in my opinion. Her ultimate is really good. It's kind of like, it's very identical to Jett's knives, but very different. You know, you can run while doing it. You can, it's a lot more like trying to confuse the enemy kind of quick. And she has that, the sprint. So she can like kind of sprint pretty much forever. And it really, really, really changes things. Cause like her movement, her rotating, way faster, a whole different style of running around. It's super, super fun. But I played a couple games this last week. I personally I've liked the direction they've moved in. They've made those changes to those maps. They've But like, you know, hopping back in, it's like you still can shoot the same way that you used to shoot. It's not like you're hopping into a brand new game. There's just some more content that you haven't played with, but it still feels like Valorant, and Valorant is a, it's been a fantastic game. So it's super cool. I really like it. I like the state that it's in. I think when they, like, if they continue their path coming with more agents, like when they get to the point where there's 30 agents to choose from, like that's going to be pretty sick. More maps, like when there's that much coming out, I think it's going to be in a place like almost like League. It's kind of on that same route where like it's going to focus on very like hyper competitive. What I would like to see is if they did like a tournament based like games, like the Friday night Fortnite that they did when they first introduced it. It was like that competitive Fortnite, and if you got a certain amount of points, you would win a certain amount of money. If they had a way where, like, if you got to Diamond Ranked Plus, you can kind of enter in these tournaments, like, through Valorant. You don't have to sign up on any third-party sites. It just shows you a time and place to be. You hop in, and then you kind of just wait in there. It's like a queue time, and it puts you into teams. And then you play, and the top team that wins, like, gets money. I think if they went, like, deep into the competitiveness on that, like I was saying, like, Fortnite, you can just... You pretty much can hop into tournaments that you can win money in within the game without doing any work. If you're able to do that in Valorant, I think it would be really cool because how competitive it is. And like, I think that's kind of the way that CSGO isn't. It's like to get into a CSGO tournament, you have to go through, you have to make an account, you have to do all these different things. If you're able to like, oh, hey, like Valorant, Friday night Valorant is hosting another tournament. Do you guys want to try to compete or whatever? I think that would be super fun because then it would make it more of like that competitive game, making a team, playing with your friends because the game's so competitive and like kind of really building off of that competitive style. I think that'd be a really cool place to see them go in. But I mean, yeah, those are my thoughts, man. I feel like I've been talking for, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
No. Dude, that's what we do here. Neither of us know what we're saying.
Yeah.
No, you brought up a lot of good points. I think I also loved the idea of being able to compete in those Fortnite tournaments. I mean, what a crazy good idea. And it, like you said, it makes you feel like you can get a part of the competitive, be a part of the competitive scene without actually being on a team. You can just wrangle some boys together and make an attempt, and I think that's super sweet. I would even do it with a buy-in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it costs, you know, 400 Valorant points to get into the roster, get into the tournament or whatever, I mean, that's just the easiest no-brainer at all. And if it was just through the client, like, you know, you didn't have to go to some Discord and like whatever, if you were just could do it through the Valorant application itself, I mean, that would just be absolutely amazing. I was kind of discussing with someone in the chat, talking about Neon. You mentioned Neon, you mentioned her ultimate, you mentioned that you think she's a good addition to the game. I do too. I'm actually really excited to play Neon. I haven't gotten the chance yet. My initial take, what's your thoughts on the ultimate? There's a few different viewpoints, I think, in the community. It doesn't feel like it's it kind of feels like it kills pretty fast. Has that been your experience?
It does kill extremely fast. I've been playing Neon. I bought her. I played her a couple times this week, and using her ultimate, it feels very, very quick and easy to kill people, especially with like your wall, and you're kind of, you can run through the wall or whatever and kill somebody. And then you're pretty much attacking. You can attack another person right away after that, and it feels like you're sprinting doing this. So especially when you're really close up to people and there's a bunch of smokes, bunch of walls, it really feels like you can get a lot of kills doing it like that. I'm not sure if it's too strong. I don't want to say that right now because I haven't played against Neon enough with her ult. You know.
Yeah, so like I've played against Neon like every game that I've played almost, and I mean there's just not much you can do about that ultimate if she's sprinting on you. It just kills so fast. So I think the closest ultimate that we have to that is the Jet ultimate, right? They're yeah. the most similar. But I just don't think that there's a world that you could compare the difficulty of using the Jet ultimate to this one here. So the upside of the Jet ult, obviously, is that unlimited range, right? You're popping a kid that's across the map if you have the accuracy. But, I mean, if you're rushing in, it's going to be way harder to get a kill with a Jet ultimate. Like, it just is fast. It's faster to use the Neon ultimate. The time to kill is quicker than trying to get three knives out on Jet, right? So you have to kind of hit the heads with Jet. Whereas, I mean, dude, like, I've had Neons just sprinting around a corner, just beaming me, and it's very close to instant. Like, I barely have time to react. So, and again, I'm not saying it's too strong at all. I don't know. I haven't played enough with her in the games. But what I do know is that ult is insane. And from my experience personally, if they nerfed it tomorrow, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's the damage. I don't think you take away any of the accuracy or anything like that. But, I mean, you've seen those clips of her just running through an entire team.
I don't know, man. I actually think if they did nerf it, I don't know if it would be like... Yeah, I guess good enough. I don't want to say anything that I'll, you know, think back on and think differently on, because I don't have a full opinion, but...
I'm trying to tread carefully, too. I was interested to see what you thought.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is different
like
than...
any range at all, she's dead. I've killed her. Mm-hmm. I haven't, like, played against her ultimate a ton. I've played it, like, a couple times, and there's been times where, like, she just comes out swinging around a corner, she kills a teammate, and then the wall goes down, she's out in the open, and then my teammate kills her, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm curious to see is, like, in 2 weeks, people are going to get used to Neon sprinting and swinging around corners, like how she slides and then peeks. Like, when you're opping, and you know Neon's on the other team, you're going to be expecting her to slide or peek close, right? She has two options. She's swinging out or swinging close. Once you get used to that, you're going to know the movement. And it might be the same with, like, her ultimate. Just because she's able to, like, sprint, she goes a lot faster. It's a lot harder to track and get, like, mm-hmm. a headshot on her than it is to someone who just walks around a corner. If you're walking around a corner, you have, like, such a deep muscle memory on the speed that they're going and how, like, fast they're moving that you know exactly where their head's going to be. Neon right now, it's like mm-hmm. you're always undershooting because she's going way faster than you think, especially at close ranges.
Yeah, she's just whirling around you.
Dude, the reality is, like, if you know Neon has out her ult right now, like, just don't play in certain areas. Like, you know when she has her ult. You know exactly when she has her ult, and she's probably going to use it that round, or the next round, or the round after that, if it shows up on the top bar or whatever. So if you know that she's going to do that, like, play the round differently. Or just do something else. But, mm-hmm. like, yeah, when smokes come in, when walls come in, it's super hard to play against that, right? Like, she's going to get close in certain situations.
Yeah, that's what, excuse me. Yeah, that's what I was saying when, you know, I mean, it is situational, and I'm glad that it's not just a laser beam at long range. But, I mean, yeah, it's a really good ultimate. And like you said, once the smokes go down, and if she manages to get on site with that ultimate, I mean, it's pretty ferocious and in close quarters, which is really good. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, so... yeah, she looks like a ton of fun to play. Like, you know, you've been playing her and you said you really enjoy it. So yeah, I mean, I think she's a good addition too. That stun is really good as well. I mean, if she knows, like, if you're in a cubby, you're pretty much banged.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if she knows that you're there and, like, you're kind of hiding from her, it's like she can just get that stun off so easily and so accurately. And she can use that, like, the bouncing feature to maybe get you at an angle that you didn't think was possible. Really good ability. I really like that stun ability because it works very, very well.
I think she's going to have a big learning curve. I think it's going to take a while for people to really get her down. But yeah, like I think her stun's super powerful. I haven't been able to find out like a super effective way to use it. Like for herself, you know, like ult, stun, yeah, sprint, whatever. Like the combos that we all do with like the agents. So like once mm-hmm. once I figured that out, I'm really excited for it. And like once people start to like actually figure out how she's played the best, how her abilities are used in the best way possible, like I think that's when people are going to start stepping it up and like we'll see different things from Neon. Like, is she going to be the one that entries on site, or will she actually be like the one holding down the flank because she can rotate quick or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, in my experience, people are not using the wall enough. It's like that's like her ability that people aren't using. In my experience, I'm not saying like, you know, for everybody, of course, but yeah, in my experience, like that's a really good ability, man. And it, like you said, it's going to be super good for entry. It's going to be amazing because it's so long. And it's blocking a ton of vision from the enemy team. Yeah. So, important thing to know is it does hurt your allies. So your teammates going through the wall is going to hurt them too. Again, it's like, it's a minute amount of damage, but it is there. So
the double walls, it's actually very hard to place down. Like I feel like when I was trying to use it, I didn't know where to place it. Like it felt awkward. Because it's kind of like a tunnel, and when you put it on a site, it's kind of like on the right. Like it doesn't give your team much room. So you kind of have to be careful in that way. But it also is, yeah, like it is very good for entering on site. I think like the combo of the wall, sprint, ultimate is going to be very effective, like running in and out of these walls. Because like the other people aren't going to be able to see you. You're sprinting, so you're going to be a lot harder to shoot, and you'll be able to get up close range.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I do think like it is that wall that like I feel like people don't really know how to use yet, or they don't really use it enough. I think it is very powerful. It can be very powerful. Yeah. It's weird how used to Phoenix I am. You know, like being able to rotate the wall is so big because you can, you know, you can shut off an area where you don't have to line up for it.
Yeah, like curving it is actually maybe a bigger deal than we thought.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's for me, I think so.
No,
it means a lot more to me being able to curve a wall now that
it's funny. It's funny that like at the beginning we're like, oh, like you can turn it. Like that's kind of a neat feature, but like what's the point? And then now it's like, holy cow, how can I not turn this wall? Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I just wanted your opinion on Neon. I mean, it's just, there's no debate that like, this is just one of those agents, right, that is going to impact the game in a bigger way than per se Chamber did. I mean, there's just like, you just can't get around it. That like, you know, Neon is probably going to have a bigger effect than like, you know, some of the other agents that have been released. Like she's just kind of, you can tell she's going to be one of those that people play. Yeah. And people are going to get good at, and they're going to be super nasty. So I'm kind of excited to see that. Excuse me. Excited to see that.
I've definitely lost a lot of my skill from Valorant. I need to get back into it. Like playing, I felt pretty rusty.
Yeah, me too, man. What did you get placed into?
I think Diamond 1 I placed into.
Oh, nice.
I think that's the highest you can rank into. I kind of looked it up. They said like you're kind of your peak rank. Your peak rank and like kind of what you stayed in the longest is what it places you into.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's not like a hard rank reset. Okay. But then it drops you back down to Diamond 1. It definitely does make me excited, like to see if I can like what I can get into. Cause I did lose like some motivation getting into Immortal because that's all I wanted to do. And then once I reached out, I was like, I do not feel immortal at all. Like, I don't feel like I'm at that skill level. Like, there's so many people that are better than me. So I kind of want to like, you know, like getting, it makes me excited to get back into it and like kind of try to see what I can rank into this act, or see what I can place into.
See if you can scratch your way back up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's sweet. Definitely. I haven't ranked in yet.
Had a lot of fun. Have you played any placement matches or not?
Yeah, I played one with Kyrie. I was surprised that it let us play together, but it did. And then I absolutely decimated. I decimated. And now we can't play together anymore.
Oh gosh.
So it's detected. It's smelled some filth. It smelled some fermenting salmon underneath the couch, and it's not letting me in the living room anymore.
Yeah, that's not good.
But anyways, man, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to chat Valorant a little bit. I've definitely been getting into it, so it's
Yeah, sorry. I've heard some I just thought of it. I don't want to forget about it, but I heard some rumors that they're switching to I forgot what it's called, but like one person, it'll go like when you first go into a game, one person will choose your agent, then the next person, then the next person, then the next person.
Oh,
so instead of everyone picking their agent at the same time, it's going to be like a carousel. So like,
yeah.
I'm trying to find it to confirm it, but
Shelter coming in with that tier one. Thank you.
Cascaded. That's what it's called. Cascaded.
Yeah. Travel's got you with the cascaded there. You just need to look at the chat once in a while.
Right here. Cascade picking is in the works and will release in a future act. This is a solution to insta locking. So yeah, like what I heard is like, yeah, the first person will pick their agent and then that next person. So you're not going to be able to, I actually like it a lot. I'm going to say it. There's too many times where people like already hate playing that round or hate you for being in their lobby because you played raise when they wanted to play raise. Like it overall, like it completely destroys so many people's arguments. Cause then like, you know, and even like the top person, like if they do want to communicate to others, like, hey, like who should I play? Should I play this or this? Then your whole team, I feel like your whole team can kind of communicate more about it and they can say like, hey, can I play Reyna? Then like one person can say yes. It's more of like a conversation instead of like just an all out warfare of like trying to get that agent and locking in, and no more of like the duelist insta locks. Right. So I think another reason why this is good is because it's going to force people to play other roles as well. I know like, yeah, like if you want to play Reyna, you want to stay with Reyna, you can still do that. You can tell your team like, hey, guys, I can only play Reyna. But in those situations where they really need smokes or whatever, like you might want to learn a different agent because just to fill that spot in the case where you know, you don't need any more duelists.
Yeah.
So it's actually probably the biggest thing that I'm excited for in Valorant right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good decision on their end. League of Legends, their ranked play followed this cascaded pick. Like, you would pick, and then your enemy would pick, and then you would pick.
I wonder if you'll be able to see your enemy.
I doubt
that,
it.
That would be wild, dude. That would be crazy. I don't know why, but that actually sounds exciting to me.
Yeah. No, it's cool because, I mean, I think, you know, there is an aspect, especially in League, is, I mean, you can counterpick the enemy team. Like, that's what you're doing, right? So, like, one person plays Teemo, and then you're going to counter them with, you know, whatever other character.
Yeah.
And so, it'd be really interesting if it kind of got to that point with Valorant. But I think, you know, with Valorant, you're always going to be able to pick the same agent as the enemy team.
Yeah.
No, go for it.
Oh, just Shelter in the chat has a really good point. Just a bigger agent pool.
Yeah, like he said, and that's what I was getting to, is there's not enough agents to really counterpick, per se. You know what I mean? Like, there's not, like, hard set abilities. It's a different game entirely, so it's hard to relate it. But it is interesting that they're taking this approach. And like Shelter was saying earlier in the chat, you know, hopefully this, or, and you were mentioning as well, hopefully this forces people to play a different agent once in a while, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's a good, like, I think that's healthy for the Valorant community. And also if they do want like the roles of a Sentinel, the roles of a duelist, I think the Cascade will help with that as well. More of a team composition. I know it, like, yeah, like some games it doesn't matter. Some games you don't even need smokes, but
yeah.
If they do get a system where it kind of matters more, or it's something to think about more, I think it's a cool addition to the game.
Yeah, me too, dude. I think it's a good call. Definitely. Well, what else do you got, brother? Anything? I think I'm about wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
The hour and 15 kind of went by fast.
Yeah, no, it did. It was, we had some big changes. So what are you most excited for in Valorant? What kind of reinvigorated your need to play, your desire to play?
I think it was just time away, honestly. I don't know. I think there was a moment in there where I stopped playing the game for fun, and I just started playing it for rank. And I would get discouraged when, you know, I had someone going AFK, or, you know, nobody would communicate, or, you know, those, that plethora of problems that you can run into in ranked play. And I think you kind of got to just play Valorant for Valorant. And I don't think I'm out of line to say that, you know, the ranking system that they have had up to this point has been not the best that we've seen. So if that is all you're focused on, I think there is some room for you to get discouraged. And I think that's where I was at.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You know, like, kind of those losses that you take and you lose a bunch of rank rating, and they've definitely softened the blow on a lot of those situations where you didn't deserve the negative 14 rank rating, but you got it anyway, and then you demoted, you know, because you had some guy in the corner throwing grenades at you. Like, that was just a problem. And so I'm glad that they're kind of sorting that out, and it really seems to be working. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm happy to be playing it for the game itself. I think that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to be too. You're not relying on a system to work perfectly or to be fair with you. You're kind of just playing for the game, playing to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Playing because the game is fun. So that's super cool to hear, man. I think, that makes me excited for it, honestly.
I'm going for Chamber, dude. I want to give Chamber a shot.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty big, man. Like, playing with him and his op, being able to save certain rounds, like, even with, like, you could have Neon, Jet, and Chamber, their ults, like, that's a buy round, like a fat buy round.
Yeah, it's super insane. His ultimate is nasty.
His slow is a lot bigger than I ever thought. Mm-hmm. It's like, it slows you down so much. Like, when we were first reading about it, I never really thought it would have a huge effect. Like, it was like, oh, okay, after he kills somebody, it's going to slow down stuff. But it's like, oh, right. Wow, that does work.
Yeah, like, it really makes a huge difference. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But. Yep.
Well, yeah, that's it for me, man. I got nothing else.
All right, send us off, brother.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode 64, where we talked about the new agent in Valorant, Microsoft buying out Activision, and Tilted Towers coming back. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live on Twitch on Tuesdays at flow_state_gaming. Have a great week, and we will see you next week on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.